Honorees announced for National Capital Treatment and Recovery Gala. For their long volunteer service with the organization, local residents Ed and Anita Nolan will be honored at National Capital Treatment and Recovery's Evening of Insight and Inspiration. The event will be held on Thursday, May 9 at Washington Golf and Country Club, with proceeds benefiting initiatives aimed at aiding those in recovery programs. National Capital Treatment and Recovery, at one time known as Vanguard Services Unlimited, has been supporting those facing addiction in the local area since 1962. For information on purchasing tickets and tables at the May 9 event, or about sponsorships, contact Jeff Cost at 703-841-0703, ext. 3088, or email him at jcost@natcaptreatment.org. Playwright pens another new work for Encore Stage. A world premiere adaptation of the Swiss Family Robinson tale will be presented by Encore Stage and Studio with performances March 1 to 10 at Thomas Jefferson Community Theater, 125 South Old Glebe Road in Arlington. From the playwright who brought you Encore's Three Musketeers and Treasure Island, Encore alum Matthew Heap writes another exciting script reimagined for the stage, the organization said. Heap began performing in Encore Productions in 1998, and in 2004 joined the creative team in roles that have included composer, director, music director and playwright. Heap currently is an associate professor of music composition and theory at West Virginia University. Adventures of the Swiss Family Robinson will tell the tale of a family shipwrecked on an uncharted tropical island. Full of optimism, the family sets out to explore the island and learn to live on it, joined by shipwrecked, talking animals, a lot of bananas, and possibly pirates, producer said. Tickets are $15 for adults, $12 for children, students and military. For information, see the website at www.encorestage.org. Master Gardeners Launch Tree Planting Initiative. Master Gardeners of Northern Virginia has launched a new initiative, Small Trees Make Big Canopies, to give local residents the opportunity to help increase tree canopy locally. Arlington's tree canopy is shrinking as a result of age, redevelopment, poor pruning practices and climate change, the organization said, noting that planting larger trees often leads to disappointing results and can be cost prohibitive for many. Smaller trees with root balls no larger than a 1-to-5-gallon pot are easier to plant and maintain, and will thrive and grow faster than larger trees, Master Gardeners said. The organization has set up a web page at mnnv.org/program/small-trees-make-big-canopies that will provide a wide selection of native trees and advice on how to plant and maintain them. Free giveaways will be announced in April. Hot chocolate parties to mark end of winter reading initiative. The Arlington County Library System will wrap up its winter reading program with hot chocolate parties at four local libraries on Saturday, March 2. Central, Columbia Pike, Shirlington and Westover libraries will host the events from 2 to 4 p.m. Craft activities and games also will be offered. To practice sustainability, please try to bring your own mug, library official said. For additional information, see the website at library.arlingtonva.us/events.phoenixbikes to host used bike sale. The nonprofit group Phoenix Bikes will host a used bike sale on Saturday, March 2 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Arlington Mill Community Center, 909 South Dinwiddie Street. The outdoor sale will feature bicycles for all ages and multiple types, including road, mountain and hybrid. A clothing sale will accompany the event. The community is invited. Women's Club to host prayer breakfast. The Women's Club of Arlington will host a prayer breakfast on Monday, March 18 at 10 a.m. at the organization's clubhouse, 700 South Buchanan Street. The guest speaker will be Jeffrey Kloha, Chief Curatorial Officer at the Museum of the Bible, and a full breakfast will be served. There is no admission charge, but attendees are asked to bring canned goods, cereal and/or peanut butter for donation to the Arlington Food Assistance Center. To RSVP by March 15, email Pat Fisher at pat.fisher510@gmail.com. AFAC sets date of springtime soiree. The Arlington Food Assistance Center, AFAC, has set April 18 as the date of its 2024 Shining a Light on Hunger celebration, to be held at Army-Navy Country Club. For updated information, see the website at www.afact.org. Student artwork on display at airport. The Metropolitan Washington Airports Authority introduced an exhibition of new artwork as part of Black History Month in the Youth Art Walk at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport. Through partnerships with District of Columbia Public Schools and the Lynx Incorporated, the Airports Authority has updated the airport's exhibit space to include 60 unique works of art from students across various grade levels. Art in the exhibit was created by students from Washington, D.C., area schools ranging from elementary to high school level. The exhibit can be viewed in pre-security space in the hallway connecting terminals 1 and 2.